My family came from the village, the reservation of Odinak in Canada. My grandfather lived in that village and was born in the year of 1848. The only way that he could make a reasonable living was hunting and trapping for the Hudson Bay Company. And that entailed his going up into the North Woods, quite a distance to the hunting territory that was assigned to our family. And he went there, and he was there for the entire winter by himself. He took with him woolen underwear. He wore a woolen suit over that. He had a what was called a tippet, which it is my understanding was a long woolen scarf about 8 feet long. And how that was worn was it was started around your neck the way you would a scarf, but then the long ends then wrapped around the chest area and finished up around the waist so that you had it wound around and it kept the body heat inside. He had one woolen cap. He had 2 pairs of woolen socks, 2 pairs of moccasins. He carried 1 blanket, a knife, his hatchet, a large axe, his flintlock rifle, and tea, sugar, anything he ate besides that he caught. The last year that he went, he came back after having spent the entire winter up there by himself and was unaware of anything that had happened to the family, and unbeknownst to him, my grandmother and my oldest aunt and uncle and my next oldest uncle came down with typhoid fever, which was very common in those days. And one of my uncles died. So when my grandfather arrived, he had found in the course of his winter 2 naturally black minks that he had very carefully tanned because he brought them back for my grandmother as a gift. So he had them over his arm as he came into the house, and the doctor was just leaving. And he saw those beautiful black minks, and he said, "Oh, that will just cover my fee." And he grabbed them off my grandfather's arms and took them away with him as his fee. And so my grandfather had nothing to give my grandmother as a gift, and he was really very perturbed about that.